To talk to you a little bit. Yeah, Les.
Yeah, am I feeding to Jeff? Can he hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Jeff, just heard from Katie Robinson.
Yes.
A little while ago. She was telling me that when you used to do your program, a long, long time ago, every once in a while you had to take a vacation, and she was part of our on-the-air family for a while, part-time.
I'd forgotten about that, but yeah. I remember it now.
Yeah.
But it was
yeah.
great working with you guys. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Miller, who was, again, a part of the family, our extended family, if you will, and as unfortunately, 16 minutes from now, the family gathered around the radio here, so to speak, as families used to do years and years ago. We'll kind of switch it off in about 16 minutes or so and let the Philco quiet down for a while.
The website Jeff has is www.5a, spelled FIVAY.org.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you go there, a lot of interesting history on it, and talks about the first song on the Music of Your Life format was Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade. And he just, as he was saying, he went through the newspapers and, talked to people and, reconstructed all the different people that worked here. That, there are names on there that, I didn't know, but of course, you guys.
Sure.
Did, and I've been here 17 years, and it's amazing what he has put together. He does a really good job.
Do you know that Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade is still in our music library?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still have it.
Oh, of course,
still
yeah.
Here.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And so is this, by the way. This is one that became very, very popular over the last couple of years. Yeah, let's listen to Foster and Allen years ago.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Foster and Allen, that song became very, very popular for us, for our listeners over the last few years, as a matter of fact. And after all these years, we do still love you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
A couple of people have stopped by here to wave at us through the window as well, too. It's nice for the people have done that. Yeah.
You know, one of the really interesting experiences I had when I first got here was doing my first remote down here.
Yeah.
And I don't remember where the location was, but that's not important to the story. But I was so amazed that so many people turned out to see me, and then was the was the revelation that they were there for the hot dogs.
Oh, the famous WGUL hot dogs.
The WGUL hot dogs.
How many of those have I eaten through the years? I know. Yeah,
one of the benefits that we had, we got to eat our own hot dogs. Yeah. And some of the other benefits, we were talking while Foster and Allen were singing there. We went sailing every day.
Great memories of us, of the fantastic trips and cruises that we've had all around the world. It's just great. What are some of the places you've been, Bob? Where you been?
Well, for somebody who spent 27 years in the military, we never got to Europe.
Never got to the good places.
And I never got to the good places. And I came to WGUL, and we went to Europe a couple of times. Matter of fact, we were in the middle of the North Atlantic on our way from Newfoundland across the ocean at 9/11.
Yeah, that's right.
And
we got caught over there for a while.
What a moment that was. And the ship's captain brought CNN down on the ship's satellite, and we stood there. I mean, that is a moment in time for us, frozen in time for us.
Absolutely.
And of course, going out with the Sun Cruise casino boats and Denny with the others, and it was always a lot of fun that we had an opportunity to go out on all these wonderful cruises and all the wonderful listeners that we got to know and become friends with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and of course, Lori and I have been like every place from Alaska to Tahiti. And everything in between, some Mississippi River cruises and things like that. And we have made so many fast friends down through the years, the people who have been with us on cruises. Some people have been with us like a half a dozen cruises and things. So I just want to say hi to all of those folks who have joined us. We've had just a wonderful time, a terrific benefit from the radio station.
And we still have one left to go.
I would never have been had the opportunity to sail on the Amazon River, were it not for that. How often do you get a chance to do that? But I did. There's one more to go.
We have Adrian and I have one coming up in October. With our good friend Owen Stewart in All Travel Design. Mm-hmm. The Snake River Canyon, the Willamette, and some other river I've never heard of. And but that's going to be a lot of fun. So don't worry about that, folks. We're still going, and we'll be there, and we can talk old-time WGUL with you.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we're coming down to 8 minutes before the hour here, 8 minutes to 5 o'clock here, and at 5 o'clock, for those of you just joining us here, let's remind our listeners once again that at 5 o'clock this afternoon, WGUL, as you have known it and loved it over the last 20 years and beyond, will be no more. WGUL has been purchased by a very nice radio group, by the way, Salem Communications. Salem Communications has purchased the radio station, and they will be delivering their own format to you coming up here in about 8 minutes or so. So you will be have an opportunity to see what that is. And but in the meanwhile, of course, we're rounding out, kind of wrapping it up, and putting it in pretty paper and tying the bows and all that stuff. And just kind of... dredging up a few memories here is what we're doing here.
dredging of memories, and I was mentioning before that this is the longest that I've ever held a job in broadcasting, and then Denny had said the same thing, and Les pretty much the same thing. Very, very unusual for broadcasters to remain at a radio station for any given length of time.
Yeah.
And it's our thanks to the audience, which received us so well and made it possible for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, there have been a lot of memories, very few regrets, a few, but not very many, over the last 25 years or so, and there have been some memorable moments here that I could talk about just about in my own bag of memories here, of course, but all of them have to do with our WGUL listeners. Every one of them concern you, boys and girls, as you're listening to us here this afternoon. That's... you have made it possible for us.
Yeah.
So we'd be sitting here talking to ourselves otherwise, and I don't listen to myself very well at all.
You just said talking to yourself. You know,
yeah.
Over these last years, we've flip-flopped over all these different frequencies. Now, I mean, we've been pretty constant up to this point, but I remember probably about 10 years ago thinking that when we had gone off the 105.5 frequency, that and we were on, I think, 96.1.
Yes.
There was a time where I thought we were just talking to ourselves. So it was funny where you just said that it just seemed like...
They followed us, though.
And you know what? And they're the most loyal listeners.
Yeah,
that is absolutely true, that they will look around for us and they'll try to find us. And that truly is a testament.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we also really, I know we touched on it briefly, but we also need to give credit to our engineering staff,
mm-hmm.
who helped us dance around to all these frequencies and kept us on the air in all the crazy weather and all the situations and everything else like that. So to our engineering staff, our thanks for always being there for us. And, hey, you know, thanks. What else can we tell you?
We want to play something very special here before we leave the airwaves here this afternoon, and that'll be coming up in about a minute from now. So we have about a minute here, guys. Final thoughts.
Well, I would just, once again, I want to thank the listeners of Tampa Bay. This is an opportunity that, as a crazy kid in college, I never thought that I'd really get a chance to work in radio, and this has been the greatest, and I truly want to thank Tampa Bay.
Les?
It's been nice getting up early in the morning, you know, about 4 o'clock in the morning for all
of
these years.
Somebody did it.
Yeah, well, I know. I think I've held my job, able to get up early, you know.
Woody Allen once said that 95% of success is showing up.
Well, that's about it.
That's right.
By the way, I'll be working for a radio station here in the Bay Area, still getting up early, still being on the air from 6 until 10. So we'll be seeing the guys and the gals. To all the WGUL gang and the Music of Your Life listeners, thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it. It's been a wonderful 25 years here at GUL.
Bob?
On behalf of our entire family, other than thank you so very much for allowing us to be part of your family and welcoming us to the area, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bob, Les, Tom, thank you very much. Thanks to Jim also and to Jeff and everybody else who joined us on the telephone here this afternoon. And certainly our special thanks to Carl Marcosi. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Here's something I think is appropriate. Well, can we add our thanks to that as well, too? Bob Hope and Shirley Ross, of course, and a very appropriate end to all of it, I think. We started with Glenn Miller how many years ago, and ended with Bob Hope here. Yeah, that's appropriate, I think. Thanks for the memories, and beyond. Thank you very much, and as we get ready to turn the whole thing over to our brand new bosses here, so to speak, coming up here in just a few moments, or your brand new bosses, I guess we can put it that way. This is WGUL AM, Dunedin, Clearwater, St. Petersburg, 860 on your AM dial for the final time this afternoon. And once again, for the final time, bye-bye and bye bombs. That's the tone. The time will be 5 o'clock.
WGUL, Dunedin, Tampa, where your opinion counts. A service of Salem Communications. News Talk 860, WGUL. You're listening to Air Force One on News Talk 860, WGUL, Dunedin, Tampa. A special series of speeches by some of the greatest leaders of our time to occupy the White House. The following is a speech from President George Bush, who is justifying United States military intervention in Panama in terms of Noriega's attacks on Americans. He vows to uphold democracy in Panama and to fully implement the Panama Canal treaties. This speech on Operation Just Cause was first heard on December 20th, 1989.
And fellow citizens, last night I ordered U.S. military forces to Panama. No president takes such action lightly. This morning, I want to tell you what I did and why I did it.